America Weekend.
Collie!
Flower!
Collie!
Flower!
Yeah!
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
Cauliflower, it seems everyone loves it nowadays. Here now with a tasty recipe for oven-roasted cauliflower shrimp with cherry tomatoes is our food contributor, Joanna Pruse. Joanna, as always, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. I'm excited to talk about cauliflower
yes.
in this dish in particular.
Yes, this is terrific. Oven-roasted cauliflower, shrimp, cherry tomatoes. Take us through it.
So easy. Everybody loves it, all ages. So all you need, this is a recipe for two, totally easily doubled.
Mm-hmm.
You need a medium head of cauliflower, and you break it into small florets. You need a medium onion that's peeled and sliced. 4 sprigs of fresh thyme, or if you don't have that, a teaspoon of dried thyme. 5 cloves of garlic split in half, and you put that in with 3 tablespoons of olive oil along with some salt, ground pepper, and if you like, red pepper flakes. And if you preheat your oven to 425, after you've turned everything in the olive oil, you put it on a flat pan, like a jelly roll pan,
mm-hmm.
and you put it in the oven for about 30 minutes. And what you're looking for is it to become lightly browned and almost tender. And what you want to do is turn it occasionally. So once you get to that stage, you've taken your cauliflower out of the oven and you add about a half a pound of peeled and deveined large shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
You add 12 cherry or grape tomatoes cut in half lengthwise. And you put it back in the oven until the shrimp are pink. That's really important. You don't want it to be overcooked. And so if you've bought large shrimp, it'll probably take about 12 minutes. And you're going to turn it once or twice. Once that happens and it's all luscious looking, you sprinkle on the Parmesan cheese, broil it briefly, drizzle on, a tablespoon or two of parsley, and you take it out and you just serve it. And it just, what I love about it is people go, wow, but I also love that it could be served room temperature. It just, not cold, but at a temperature that people just keep snacking on it.
Mm. This is a very interesting recipe for me because, one, it seems extremely easy to do. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of prep work. It's pretty much just putting it on the pan and roasting it. And two, if you're like me and my grandma used to just serve me boiled cauliflower and didn't understand why I was like gagging as I was trying to eat it, it seems like this is a very good way to introduce someone to a vegetable that that they wouldn't typically go for.
They might be scared of a little bit.
Well, here's the interesting thing. When my kids were little, I used to combine cauliflower and mashed potatoes. And I didn't tell them that. And at that level, it's pretty innocuous. I mean, you don't have a lot of assertive flavor. And then what I do for grown-ups these days is I add some Parmesan cheese and sometimes some maybe white truffle oil mm-hmm. if I want to dress it up. And I make a cauliflower soup, mm-hmm. which I thicken with raw cashews that are pureed, and it's in my soup book, of course, and I sprinkle on pomegranate seeds. But you can do all kinds of things. You can make, obviously, lots of people put cauliflower out as a dip.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people say to me, so what are you going to do? Like if you do this oven-roasted cauliflower dish that I just talked about and you have leftovers, well, you can turn it into a super salad. You toss it with a little more olive oil and some red wine vinegar, maybe sliced red onions and olives and other veggies like zucchini. But what happens is people think, oh, cauliflower, it's one of those healthy vegetables. But once they start eating it, you put out a great dip, you toss it with an interesting vinaigrette. It's really very approachable. And I think people are discovering that obviously it has a lot of good nutritional benefits. It's very good as an anti-cancer drug, as an anti-cancer ingredient. It's very good for your digestive. It's got a lot of roughage to it, so it'll help your inner and outer glow.
Sure.
So I think that that we're seeing people and a lot of chefs are falling in love with cauliflower, and you see this oven-roasted cauliflower. You see oven-roasted cauliflower with curry seasoning on it.
Mm-hmm.
You see oven-roasted cauliflower with breadcrumbs and all kinds of yummies. But inherently, it's an inexpensive, delicious addition to your cooking repertoire.
And you know what's nice about it, too? You can do, like you said, so many different things. I was always, I'll admit it, I was anti-cauliflower. And then my wife started yelling at me because I had to eat more vegetables. This is funny because this is before I knew we were going to talk about this today. This is like last weekend. All right, I'm going to make some cauliflower as a snack for myself. I threw a little garlic on it. It changed my world because it was so good because you can do so many things with it. It changes the whole idea as to what cauliflower is. And I'm taking this recipe and see, the edict to my wife is we're having this for dinner one night this
goody.
Week.
See, you have to tell me what
I
she
will.
Says.
I will definitely. Well, after she like, you know, gives me a funny look that I'm controlling the kitchen. But it's OK. I will let you know. And I know it's going to go over very well at my house. I'll tell you that right now.
I am very excited. There well, enjoy it.
Thank you. See, check out Joanna's terrific website, Joanna Pruess, P-R-U-E-S-S.com. Joanna Pruess, as always, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thanks a lot.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
I'm going home and I'm eating my cauliflower.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm dying to hear what you think.
See, this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever thought about the ethics associated with parenting? Actually, there are three ethical principles required to raise children responsibly. Here's the philosophical science of it. First, you must teach your children a social ethic, a how to get along with others, and most parents excel here. Next, an individual ethic, how to take care of themselves mentally and physically. Parents, they excel here too. The third area, well, most parents fall short when it comes to teaching their child why they're here. It's kind of like a roadmap that helps them find meaning in life. What's the cheap psychological trick? Mastering two out of three ethics is good, but it takes all three ethics to develop a love for living. Maybe you ought to ask your child, what do you want to do with your life? Maybe you ought to ask a little more often. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was an all-star as a player and a champion as a coach. At the height of his playing career, he was on the wrong end of a punch that shattered his face. He went on to coach the Houston Rockets to back-to-back titles in the mid-1990s.
The Houston Rockets are NBA champions.
So where is Rudy Tomjanovich now? Rudy left the Rockets in 2003 and coached the Lakers for part of the 2004-2005 season until he was diagnosed with bladder cancer. He then became a scout for the Lakers. Plus, he was the focus of a book called The Punch, written about that infamous punching incident.
1970, Kermit Washington punches Rocket Rudy T. Facial reconstruction needed.
That's one moment Rudy T. wishes never happened. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.